God bless you, dear friend. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Thank you for the seed. For the Lord says this month of September is going to be a good month for you, especially between the beginning of the month around about the 27th of the month. And you're going to find that it shall be the season where it's going to be quite helpful for you and everything that you do in regards to career or business. And yet, it can also be a season of a testing, where it's like the Spirit is going to test your strength. The Spirit is going to test people around you. And the test is coming to show you who is for you and who is against you. The test is coming to show you that those relationships that are secure will last, but those that are fragile will fall to the wayside. And yea, the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to begin to review some things. You're going to move to the next level. And you're going to begin to see that the Lord says you're going to take a look at your goals to see if you are on a good path. For the Lord says you're in the midst of a long personal transformation. Oh, Lord says for the next 10 years, a time of great transformation, a time of new beginnings, a time of new opportunities, a time of great spiritual maturity. For the Lord says, during that time of your transformation, you're going to find that your strength, your courage, and your confidence, and your integrity is going to make you an excellent leader, for you will rise to the top. The Lord says, consider taking a more active role in family or community or your profession or your social circles or even a group, because God says you're going to be recognized for your gift, and you're going to rise to the top, and you're going to be the one that many will look to. For the Spirit of the Lord says that you're going to grow. For this is a season where the Lord says, I'm aligning things. Now the Lord says, get ready, because you're going to let go of things that have been draining to you. People and things that have been draining your energy, the Lord said, it's time for you to begin to end some things and make some wise decisions on whom you're going to choose to have around you and for you and in your life. In September, the Lord says, a slow pace is going to be key for you. A slow pace is going to help you keep to your schedule. Say it, the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord said, don't overdo it around the 13th, the 14th, and the 20th, as well as the 21st, because your energy could be a little low, which will bring on colds and viruses and things of that nature. Say it, the Lord.
And I started to hear the word of the Lord in September, and I so agree with His grace. For I heard Father God says, as you make up your mind and stand by your choices in this season, I hear Father God saying, choose ye this day. For Father God says, choose ye this day who you shall walk with. Choose ye this day who shall walk with you. For I heard Father God saying, this is the season where each and everyone is going to begin to walk and think alike and walk with you, or they won't walk with you at all. For you do take great pride in the work. And I hear Father God saying, this is a season where you're going to be meticulously organizing details. And I hear Father God saying, don't hesitate to begin to seek and be heard in this season. And I hear Father God saying, this is a season where you're going to be positive, very positive in this season. And I hear Father God said, you're also going to be very persuaded. So Father God says, this is the season to begin to lead. Father God says, lead and guide. And I hear Father God saying, like-minded individuals are going to be crossing your path in this season. And Father God says, you're going to take the opportunity to speak and to be heard. I hear Father God saying, make sure that you prepare your business cards. Prepare your business cards. Prepare the advertisements. I even hear Father God said, if you've been procrastinating concerning the website, Father God says, this is the season to begin to gird your loins and be prepared for Father God says success is coming across your path this month. And I do hear Father God saying concerning authority figures and those in higher up positions, I hear Father God saying around the 21st of the month, Father God says, prepare yourself. For Father God says, this is the season where you've made up your mind and you're standing by your choices, and that is the word of the Lord.
My God, my God. Well, listen, my friend. I want you to listen to the word from the other prophets. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Tim, prophet, what is the word of the Lord to Brother Emmanuel Bonnie? You've documented his feed, his $100 fee toward his 888 pledge.
God bless you, Brother Emmanuel. I hear the word of the Lord to you saying that there's going to be some great changes all around you, because I'm hearing God says newness and change. God says that there's something that He has placed on the inside of you. I'm hearing God say that there's so much power and empowerment. God says to you to remove all procrastination and fear and to go forward into what He has given you. I'm hearing God say that there's someone that you want to be speaking to. I don't know if this is something that you have already set up, but there's some sort of, again, I'm hearing communication agreement, because there's something like you want to come together and fulfill, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Emmanuel. I just hear God saying revelation, illumination. God is bringing you insight in this season. He's giving you clarity regarding some situations that's going on in your life and some situations that's going on around you. God says He's relieving you of some relationships that are not good for you, and He's allowing you to weigh the good and the bad. Qualify those who are around you as far as with your relationships. God says new connections are coming, and that's the word of the Lord.
And Brother Emmanuel, I hear the word of the Lord for you. God just says favor, favor, favor. And God says even as you come before Him, He will give you joy, unspeakable joy. There's just something about the worship in you. God desires to just spend time with you. And there's just going to be a visitation regarding your writing. There's a great writer in you, so God says develop that talent. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Emmanuel. The word of the Lord is God is empowering you in a new way this season. There's such a power that God wants to bring forth in your life, in your prayer life, in your communication with others. And I concur with the prophet that God is, at this season, doing something wonderful for you in your life. And as you begin to step forward, God's going to reveal it to you more and more and more. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Emmanuel. I hear the word of the Lord say, write the book. For Father God says you have a story to be told, and Father God says write the book. But Father God says, in writing the book, is going to empower you. In writing the book, you're going to release some things that have been troubling you. So Father God says, write it down, make it plain, and publish. Because Father God says, once you publish your book, you're going to empower yourself and others. I see you have a mighty work for the men of God. Mm-hmm. I hear Father God saying ministry. For Father God says, prophet Emmanuel, come forth, for there is a prophetic word in you. And I hear Father God say to tell you that delay does not mean denial. Some things have been held up for you, but not from you. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord, man of God, also by the word that was given to you during the live conference call. Thank you, Brother Emmanuel, for the seed. Know that God said as you move in faith, you're going to begin to reach and you're going to attain some new things in this season. And know that God shall bring you into a time of greater health, but also greater healing. And you're going to know and see that success shall visit thee, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord said it's a time that you're going to begin to stay developed and stay focused. And as you stay focused, you're going to prosper. For the Lord says you're going to obtain some new things in this season. And you're going to see that you're going to feel and sense destiny all around thee. For the Lord says, I bring success to thee. For yea, during the next several weeks and the next several months, changes shall also be coming your way. Prepare, for this is a season of a strong anointing that I place upon your life. And God says you're going to find that you're going to make some productive opportunities. I see something surrounding maybe a trip in the next 3 to 4 months, or work, or even something surrounding real estate. For the Lord says, I bring you into a new dwelling place, yea, even in me. God bless you, Brother Emmanuel. Peace.